Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world. From the Minghui website, this week's top stories include Australian lawmakers support rally at Parliament Hill in Canberra, 30 years of chronic pain healed in 4 months, rallies in California protest Chinese regime's extension of persecution outside China, extraordinary cultivation stories of an 87-year-old motorcycle rider, Ms. Hu Tongyu persecuted in a mental hospital, family severely harassed, and Australia, group character formation at Royal Botanic Gardens, Sydney. Now for the stories.
Australian lawmakers support rally in Parliament Hill in Canberra. Australian Falun Gong practitioners held a rally in front of the Parliament building in Canberra on Monday and Tuesday, September 11, 12, 2017. Around 10 victims of the persecution in China testified to the brutality of this human rights crisis by sharing their own experiences. Attendees called upon the Australian government to take action to help stop the persecution. Meanwhile, inside the Parliament building, MP Scott Buchholz hosted a forum that focused on the state-sanctioned organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners in China and the organ tourism to China. Several MPs from multiple political parties, along with experts from the fields of law and medicine, participated in the forum. Janet Rice, the senator for Victoria, came to the rally on Tuesday and gave a supportive speech. She promised to speak for Falun Gong until the persecution ends. Rice has been a supporter of Falun Gong since she was a local lawmaker 10 years ago. The issue of organ harvesting is something that has been raised regularly in the parliament. I am committed to paying attention to it because it is unacceptable, she said at the event on Tuesday. We have moved motions in the Senate to make sure we do not have Australians having access to organs harvested from Chinese prisoners. That same night, Green Party Senator Lee Rhiannon brought up the Falun Gong issue at a Senate session. She pointed out that the persecution of Falun Gong violates the Human Rights Treaty. She called upon the government to do more to help stop it. Rhiannon suggested that the Australians can learn from the actions taken by the United States, such as the U.S. House Resolution 343 that condemns the forced organ harvesting. She said, I think that these recent developments in the United States with regard to the passing of this 2016 motion do give some pointers to what Australia could do and how we could do a lot more on this very troubling issue.
Thirty years of chronic pain healed in 4 months. Anne Turlings from Belgium is the mother of 6 children. 30 years ago, she sustained injuries from a severe car accident which left her with chronic pain for decades. However, all of that changed after she began practicing Falun Gong, a traditional Chinese cultivation practice for mind and body. A few weeks ago, Anne shared her story at a Minghui summer camp in England. Although Anne survived the terrible car wreck, the accident left her with lasting injuries. She was in constant pain and could barely walk. She needed a cane to get around. I couldn't run. It was hard to keep up with the children. I couldn't play with them on the playground, she recalled at the summer camp. About 4 or 5 years ago, her then 8-year-old daughter Ellie met a girl named Lucia at school. The two young ladies became best friends. Lucia's mother is a Falun Gong practitioner. She heard about Anne's story from Ellie and called Anne. She wanted to tell Anne in person about Falun Gong's amazing healing power, but Anne didn't want to meet Lucia's mother. Anne said, "After experiencing so much pain, I didn't believe that my pain could be healed by anything. I'd even lost my trust in people." Over a period of 3 years, Lucia's mother tried several times to introduce Falun Gong to Anne, but Anne turned her down every time. One day, Anne visited Lucia's house. Lucia's mother finally had an opportunity to lend Anne a copy of Zhuan Falun, the main book of Falun Gong. Anne said, "I started reading the book. Right away, I realized that this was exactly what I needed. I knew I had to finish it. I kept reading and reading. I read it again and again. By the time Lucia's mother told me that I needed to read it more than once, I had already read it several times. 4 months later, all my pain was gone. Seeing the changes in me, many friends of mine also started to practice Falun Gong, because they all knew what I was like before. I am really lucky that I encountered Falun Gong. I thank the founder of Falun Gong, Master Li Hongzhi, for everything he has given me.
Rallies in California protest Chinese regime's extension of persecution outside China. Falun Gong practitioners in Southern California held rallies in Los Angeles and San Diego on September 12th and 13th, 2017. They protested the interference of the Chinese consulate in San Francisco with the passage of Resolution SJR 10 in the California State Senate. SJR 10 was initiated by California State Senator Joel Anderson and co-signed by four assembly members. The resolution expresses the legislature's support for Falun Gong practitioners and condemns the Chinese Communist Party's state-sanctioned persecution of the spiritual practice in China. The resolution commended the practitioners' 18 years of nonviolent resistance, which it says exemplifies uncompromising courage and human spirit. SJR 10 was passed by the Senate Judiciary Committee on August 31st. The Chinese consulate in San Francisco emailed senators and suggested that passage of the resolution might sabotage the friendship and sustainable development of relationships between California and China. The Senate suspended the vote on the resolution. Senator Joel Anderson said he would continue his efforts to uphold justice. Falun Gong practitioners held rallies in San Francisco, Sacramento, Los Angeles, and San Diego in the past week to expose the Chinese regime's infiltration of Western countries and extension of its persecution of Falun Gong to other countries. Senator Gene Fuller said in an interview that it is important for the Senate to hear about SJR 10, and if it is not allowed to reach the Senate, it is an infringement of the freedom of every individual. Senator Anderson wrote to the San Diego rally and expressed outrage at the Chinese regime's extending its suppression of freedom of speech to the state Senate, as well as interference in legislative procedure by a foreign power abusing human rights. Senator Anderson said, "I will not stop, I will not yield, until we get to the bottom of this and the people of California see that we stand and are united against the genocide in China." Professor Emerita Gwendal Cooper of San Diego State University spoke at the rally and said, "There is no human rights, no freedom of belief, and no freedom of speech under the Chinese Communist Party's control." On the Senate's yielding to the Chinese consulate's pressure not to vote on the resolution, she said, "What will happen to our democracy if we cave in to such interference? What will happen to America if we allow the regime to extend its reach to U.S. soil? The CCP is persecuting Falun Gong right now. What is its next target? Californians should be alert."
Extraordinary cultivation stories of an 87-year-old motorcycle rider. I am an 87-year-old Falun Dafa practitioner from a remote area in Hunan province. I have been practicing Dafa since 1997. Before I began practicing, I suffered from a number of illnesses, which disappeared after I became a Falun Dafa practitioner. For that reason, I talked to everyone about Dafa. I even started an exercise site at my house, and many people have come to learn this cultivation practice. After the onset of the persecution, I kept talking to people about Dafa in nearby villages. To be more mobile, I got a motorcycle. Once, while riding along an embankment, I did not see a large hole. Suddenly, I was in thick grass with water and branches, which held my motorcycle above the water. I could not move the motorcycle on my own, so I looked around and saw an elderly lady whom I asked for help. "I am over 70 years old," she said. "How can I help you lift up such a heavy motorcycle?" I told her not to worry because we had divine help. We lifted it without any problem after counting to three. She was surprised and said, "Why is your motorcycle as light as a bicycle?" After I told her that I practiced Falun Dafa and that the master of this cultivation practice helped us, she said that she was amazed and listened to me tell her the facts about Dafa. Although I am already 87, as soon as I get on the motorcycle, I become a young man. Over the past 17 years, I have gone to all nearby small villages. Most people know me, trust me, and enjoy talking to me and learning more about Falun Dafa. They call me Uncle Motorcycle. I knock on people's doors or talk to them while they are working on their farms. I tell them all about Dafa, why the Chinese Communist Party launched the persecution, and that the party vilifies and fabricates stories about Dafa to incite hatred. Those who have learned the truth believe that Dafa is great, and that practitioners are good people. They recognize the corrupt nature of the party. Even party members quit the CCP with my help. They have often helped and protected me when law enforcement personnel tried to harass me.
Ms. Hu Tongyu, persecuted in a mental hospital, family severely harassed. Police forced Falun Gong practitioner Ms. Hu Tongyu from Leshan City into an ambulance on August 22, 2017, and took her to a mental hospital for psychiatric persecution. The abduction occurred after a particularly intense round of harassment in which the authorities coerced Ms. Hu's family into complying with the persecution. Ms. Hu, 65, is a retiree who started practicing Falun Gong in 1996. She is known as a kind person who follows Falun Gong's principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. She has no history of mental illness. Ms. Hu's daughter received a phone call from a member of the local neighborhood committee on June 6, 2017, and was asked whether Ms. Hu still practiced Falun Gong. The caller threatened the daughter, saying that she would be blocked from taking civil service exams if her mother continued to practice. Ms. Hu's husband received several phone calls in which callers asked to speak to him about his wife's Falun Gong practice. Ms. Hu's husband, daughter, and son-in-law were continually harassed by the authorities about Ms. Hu's Falun Gong practice. They were called to the Domestic Security Division for questioning, where they were told to stop Ms. Hu from practicing. Under continued coercion and threats, Ms. Hu's daughter and son-in-law accompanied the police to Ms. Hu's home on August 22, 2017. The police broke the lock on Ms. Hu's door and forced their way into her home. Ms. Hu was then dragged into an ambulance and taken to a mental hospital. Editor's note: psychiatric abuse is a well-documented method of persecution used by the Chinese Communist Party. Ms. Hu has firmly upheld her belief in Falun Gong despite the intense government oppression of the practice since 1999. For this reason, she was on the local 610 office blacklist. She had been harassed and monitored by the authorities for many years. Ms. Hu was first arrested on April 24, 2003, and detained for 2 weeks. On April 24, 2013, she was held for more than a month in a brainwashing center. Her family was threatened by the head of the 610 office and the deputy director of the County Political and Legal Affairs Committee. The men threatened that Ms. Hu's family members would lose their jobs and their home would be ransacked if they did not stop Ms. Hu from practicing.
Australia, group character formation at Royal Botanic Garden, Sydney. On September 9th, the day before the 2017 Australian Falun Dafa Experience Sharing Conference, Dafa practitioners gathered at the Royal Botanic Garden in Sydney for a large-scale character formation. Adjacent to the Sydney Opera House, this garden is the oldest scientific institution in Australia and one of the most visited attractions in Sydney. The character formation started at 9 a.m., with practitioners arriving wearing yellow jackets and light-colored trousers. They sat on the ground in carefully arranged locations, forming four large Chinese characters, meaning Fa rectifies heaven and earth. Denise and Brian, mother and son, said they were happy to attend the event. They have both experienced improved physical, mental, and spiritual health as a result of the practice. Denise said, "Falun Dafa is very special to us, and we are very grateful to Mr. Li Hongzhi, the founder of Falun Dafa." Brian agreed and added that he felt great energy while sitting together with his fellow practitioners. Every practitioner looks so pure and happy. It is really a good thing to be here with everyone. Sydney practitioner Abhishek said that he was especially excited to see more and more people taking up the practice. He said he learned the purpose of life and much more from Falun Dafa. He said, "I am so fortunate to practice Falun Dafa. I think this is why I came to this world. I will cherish this opportunity, follow the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and walk each step well." Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.